Any musician would be thrilled to be compared to Marvin Gaye, Al Green, or Prince. 24-year-old Canadian-born Remy Shand has been compared to all three. Shand has just released his first CD on which he wrote all the songs and played almost all the instruments. NPR's Elizabeth Blair prepared this profile of the newest member of the neo-soul movement.
In Remy Shand's first video, a young white guy with a guitar, Shand, walks up to a nightclub. There's a sign on the door that says, "Wanted, soul singer." He walks in and asks the black manager for a shot at the job. The manager rolls his eyes skeptically, but lets him take the stage.
How did she fall in love? Tired and shaken up. Could it be
Remy Shand eventually wins over the audience. The video was conceived and directed by Kedar Massenburg, president of Motown Records.
I want them to judge him on his musicality, on his talent, and not on his looks or his nationality. So the serious side of it is to put it in there and to break down the stereotype. You know, like the guy who's in the beginning of the video looking at him, don't know even how to play an instrument. He's just sitting there managing a club. But he already had the stereotype of what he thought would sound good.
Remy Shand admits it's unusual for a guy from Winnipeg to want to play this kind of music full time.
It is interesting, you know, because of where I'm from is primarily, it's a rock city. Winnipeg, has spawned bands like The Guess Who, The Crash Test Dummies. There's a lot of different music coming out, but nothing in the soul department. If you grow up in your immediate environment, is what you're going to take to, you know, and that was my immediate environment was soul music.
It was Shand's parents who introduced him to Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye, and Billy Preston. They homeschooled Remy and never had a problem with their son's interest, you might say obsession, with music. They gave up their master bedroom so Remy would have room for his guitars and keyboards. The three of them used to scour secondhand stores for used instruments and recording equipment, treasure hunting, as Shand puts it.
Love me do whatever you want back, darling.
Remy Shand wrote and recorded this album in his parents' small condo in Winnipeg. He says, fortunately, they like his music, most of the time.
I mean, a song like Burning Bridges, I mean, that song took a month to record because I was going off on this tangent where I had this jazz fusion section tagged onto the end. And one day, I think my mom just got fed up with it, and she just burst into my room. And she's like, "You gotta kill that part. It just ruins the song."
Well, I was really astonished to talk to him and find out that he played every instrument on his record with the exception of some horn parts, because everything is played with sort of virtuosic skill.
Dimitri Ehrlich, author of Inside the Music, says it's worth pointing out that Remy Shand devoured all kinds of music.
I don't think a lot of listeners will necessarily make this connection, but he actually comes really out of like the Mahavishnu Orchestra, prog rock 70s sort of high culture fusion tradition, much more so than Al Green and the things that people are going to initially hear, because what he really listened to was this very complex, like Chick Corea, pretty like heady jazz stuff. And astonishingly, he taught himself to play by listening to the records. And when he told me that, I sort of drew back and said, you know, that's sort of like saying I watched Bruce Lee's movies and now I became a karate master.
Thank you.
Now, it might seem like Remy Shand is simply recreating sounds that so many artists perfected 30-plus years ago. If that's the case, he likes to think he's doing it with great respect for those musicians. For one song, he tried to imagine what Al Green would sound like if he worked with Beatles producer George Martin.
Some of the Al Green stuff, I hear such diverse influences in his own stuff, you know, such as, you know, country and even Beatles influence. And I thought I'd, you know, put my head down and try to be influenced by country and the Beatles and see what kind of byproduct I could come up with. And Color of Day has some of those elements. I mean, you know, some of the strings, you know, I tried to put together like kind of like a George Martin production and, you know, keeping it very dry, you know, a la, you know, some old country stuff.
And I recognize the price that must be paid for salvation. You know that I want you to figure out just what you started in again. Well, it ain't no backseat praise to put you under. Do you feel when it's safe to say how your childhood was all over? Now that you've grown up, you've gone and thrown it all away. No safer than sorry, no plans to ignore it. I'm keeping this glory like the color of the day.
Motown Records president Kedar Massenburg says he signed Remy Shand because, unlike the other artists on his label, he can do everything. But he admits finding a home for Shand's music on urban radio, which has a primarily African-American audience, hasn't been easy, especially since urban radio programmers are still just warming up to neo-soul.
They only let a few in at a time, and for a white guy to come along and do that, it makes it that much harder, because they probably have the mindset, well, why do we have to break him here at urban radio when he could go crossover or go to pop first? Just like a lot of times when you come with a record that might be a black artist or African-American artist singing a pop kind of song, they'll come back to you and say, well, you should break him at urban mainstream first. You got to go to your base and your core.
Still, Remy Shand is getting airplay on major market urban radio stations, and he's moving up Billboard's R&B album charts. That's particularly satisfying for Shand because he took the risk of insisting on creative control for this album, a lesson he learned from his parents, who never asked him to give up music for something more practical.
They saw my passion and my belief in just music and, you know, having freedom and expression. If you're just sitting around creating music and just working for the better of oneself, they had no problem. You know, it kept me out of trouble for a little while.
For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Blair.